This podcast is brought to you by Perfect Smiles in Nashua, New Hampshire. Do what I did and update your smile. Call 844-A-PERFECT-SMILE. When you change your smile, you change your life.
Better strap yourself in. It's time for the Howie Carr Show.
I am just being told we have a pick.
The announcement came today from Joe Biden via text message and social media.
Joe Biden has selected Kamala Harris.
Is that how you pronounce it?
Who knows?
And it's Kamala Harris.
It's Kamala Harris.
It is Kamala Harris.
You're wrong. You're all wrong.
Her name is pronounced comma like the punctuation mark. Look, Kamala.
Okay. So what?
That's how it is. Kamala.
Kamala Harris or Kamala Harris or whatever.
Kamala.
Because it's Kamala Harris.
Whatever.
Oh, my God. Who the hell cares?
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
She's very big into raising taxes.
On day one, I will repeal that tax bill that benefits the top 1% and the biggest corporations of America.
She is against fracking.
There's no question I'm in favor of banning fracking.
She's in favor of socialized medicine.
Well, we're going to pay for it because right now, let me tell you something, we're all paying for health care for everyone. And it's in an emergency room.
So she was my number one pick. I mean, she was my number one draft pick.
Who's your captain? Howie Carr.
All right.
Hi. Sorry to keep you.
That's all right. You ready to go to work?
Oh, my God. I'm so ready to go to work.
I believe them, and I respect them being able to tell their story and having the courage to do it.
To coddle the reputations of segregationists is, I think, it's misinformed and it's wrong.
You also worked with them to oppose busing.
Unchained and unstoppable.
This is a worldwide emergency. This is the worst virus in the history of medicine. They could get sick and die. Behave! Or you're going to be in big trouble.
Rump swabs, hacks, and moon bats beware. It's Howie Carr.
I'm so ready to go to work, said Kamala Harris. Wonder if she's ever said that to her first patron in politics. I'm sure she did. All right. So the president is having his daily press briefing, and he's just been talking about the economic recovery. He showed a chart showing that the housing market is coming back. The housing market looks like it's coming back in a V. I don't think that means New York City. I think it means outside New York City. It means moving companies that are moving people out of New York City. But he says the Democrats have walked away from the American people. He's going over the laundry list of pork that the Democrats want in the coronavirus relief package that they've been negotiating. Although I guess they're not negotiating it all that much now because the House has gone home for a month. Even some of the Democrats are kind of angry about that. And he's talking about the post office. The Democrats want $25 billion for the post office, and they want $25 billion for the post office, $3.5 billion for mail-in voting, with all the corruption and fraud. And he's going over, he just said that in Virginia, they were sending ballots to dogs and cats. I'm sure that will be fact checked. No, I take that back. It won't be fact checked because you know that if they sent out 500,000 ballots erroneously, there had to be a few that went out to man's best friend and Felix the cat and all the rest of your domestic companions. Anyway, 844-500-4242. We'll just take a little bit of it right now, but I don't think we'll stick with it long. When he starts taking questions, we'll go back to it. But I want to get through these Charlie Baker cuts. And I also want to get to some of these cuts from this San Diego councilwoman, Jennifer Campbell. Because, I mean, this is COVID derangement syndrome. This is not TDS. This is CDS. But wait till you hear these cuts from her. Anyway, there you go.
That's $400 more than the Democrats have provided. Nancy and Chuck haven't provided anything. And remember this, President Obama, when we had a problem, a pretty big problem, a very big problem, you know what he gave? $25. He gave $25. So now they say, well, we want to give 500 or we want to give 600. They don't want to give. They don't want to give anything. They're not doing anything. But President Obama and Biden, Sleepy Joe, gave $25. And they'll complain, oh, we want to give more. Well, we're giving $400, and that's now in the works, and that'll be getting out to the people soon, Steve, okay?
Talking to the Treasury Secretary.
Remember that. $25 is what they gave the last time. $25. I want to make it unmistakably clear that I'm protecting people from evictions. They didn't want to do that. The Democrats didn't want to do a protection from evictions, people getting evicted because of the coronavirus or the China virus, whatever you want to call it. We have 20, now we're up to 21 different names. All we know is it came out of China and it shouldn't have. They should have stopped it. Under my executive order, HUD, HHS, and CDC have been directed to ensure renters and homeowners that they can stay safely in their homes. They're not going to be evicted. They are not going to be evicted. And those letters have already been sent out, Steve, so you'll make sure of that.
Okay, let's we've been through this before. Let's this woman's name is Jennifer Campbell. She's a counselor, city counselor in San Diego, the city of San Diego. And she's a physician, as she says in one of these cuts. And she is irate that there are people out on a beach. It's August. It's the dog days of summer. And she is angry. I mean, she is beyond angry. She is enraged that people are enjoying themselves. And she wants to know where the damn sheriff is and why he isn't dragging people off the beach and throwing them into jail. Because, you know, you see, they're letting people out of jail because there's so much COVID-19 in there. So they want to bring in people who are on the beach outside where there's a wind and salt water and bring them into the jail to punish them for not being conscious of the risks they are taking of getting something that could affect them as a flu, as much as a flu. So let's go with San Diego counselor Jennifer Campbell, 59.
And I've been wanting since day one of this COVID thing for this city and this county to get strong. This is a life-threatening situation. Oh, it would be wonderful if OB could be its old self, get together, see old friends, new friends, and have fun. That's what we want to happen again. But right now, people come here with no mask, with no distancing, are being irresponsible, and they could get sick, deathly sick, and die.
I got news for you, Councilwoman. They're going to die eventually. Want some more bad news? You're going to die. We're all going to die. Cut 60.
So we have to get tough. And I'm telling you, if this situation that happened last Wednesday night happens this Wednesday night, there's going to be a lot of clamp down.
Clamp
and so
down.
They have got
Good.
To stop it. They have got to, and they've got to behave in a responsible, adult, mature manner.
No fun. How many times do I have to tell you? No fun. And eat your peas. Don't push them off to the side of the plate. What kind of emergency is it, Councilwoman Campbell, 61?
Emergency. This is a worldwide emergency.
Worldwide.
Every single person has to take part in ending it. We have not had the kind of national leadership we need, but we have an election coming. So hopefully that will change. But in the meantime,
she got her talking points.
The guy has put it on us.
Yeah, Jen.
All right.
Yeah, Jen. God put it on us. We'll stop them from having fun. Let's put them in stocks. then we can all throw tomatoes at them while we're wearing our masks.
I figured out who she reminds me of, her voice. It's the squirrel from Rocky and Bullwinkle.
Now here's something we hope you'll really like.
I don't think you're being fair to Rocky. Rocky did not deserve that. He didn't come here to be made sport of. Now she's angry that the sheriff isn't arresting people. Cut 62.
The county has a rule. No more than 10 can get together.
Yeah.
Whether it's in your house, whether it's out here in a park, wherever it is. And by God, that is now the law.
By God.
And therefore, yeah, the county sheriff should be arresting people who aren't wearing masks, who aren't distancing, and who are coming together
or having fun. We passed a law, no more fun in San Diego, the city or the county. The damn problem in this state is some counties are still allowing people to have fun. One more. Now she...
This is the worst virus...
This is... She says this is the worst virus ever. So this is worse than the bubonic plague. This is worse than the Spanish flu of 1918. This is worse than the Asiatic flu of 57, 58. This is worse than the Hong Kong flu. It's the worst of all time. The worst.
Good. This is the worst virus in the history of medicine. It's very dangerous. Some of you don't believe it, but it's true.
We need
to make enforcement. Okay, so I'm telling everybody who loves to congregate here, behave or you're going to be in big trouble.
Now here's something we hope you'll really like.
Oh my God. Yikes. Whatever happened to keep your laws off my body? Keep your laws off my beach. So if you don't have a mask on the beach, where you're pretty safe, I'm going to guess, then we're going to throw you in jail where they're letting out rapists and murderers because they don't want them to get infected. I get it.
The only person in anyone's life who should be able to yell at them like that is their mom. And honestly, my mom would not even, because she has more respect for me than that. If that woman was yelling at me in that nature, Howie, I'm without speech.
It's really amazing. I mean, I think of San Diego as being we had a VIP here yesterday was from San Diego. I think of San Diego as being a fairly sophisticated place, a pleasant place to live with a world-class climate. And you have this Harridan is elected by, I guess, somebody in some district. A district full of Karens? Yikes. 844-500-4242. Is that Betty White or Edith Bunker? It's kind of, you know what? I think it's more like Edith Bunker. People are saying they're coming up with other suggestions. Sandy from SpongeBob SquarePants. There are all kinds of suggestions.
That's another squirrel.
That's...
She's got some squirrely vibes to her.
Yikes. 844-500-4242. Trump is saying that he's pointing out that the median age for virus deaths is 78. He's going against the science. He probably thinks you could spend time on a beach and not get sick if you're under the age of 78. How dare he? Where's the county sheriff to arrest that man who's talking about the median age? It's 82. In Massachusetts, by the way. I'm Howie Carr.
Keep it here. The captain will be back after this.
Hi, this is Val from Longmeadow, Mass.
Hi, this is Tony and Pietra from Havel, Massachusetts.
This is Murney in Fairfax County, Virginia, and this is the Howie Carr Show.
And on the payroll tax, we'll be terminating the payroll tax. After I hopefully get elected, we'll be terminating the payroll tax. So that will mean anywhere from $5,000 to even more per family. And also great for businesses and great for jobs.
He wants to defund Social Security. You know, these are people who want everybody in the world to come into the country and go on welfare, and they're worried about the payroll tax. Come on. Experience the amazing benefits of Superbeats. Get a free 30-day supply, free shipping, and a free nitric oxide strips to test your nitric oxide levels with your first purchase when you visit www.superbeatsradio.com/Howie. That's www.superbeatsradio.com/Howie. And I'm sorry to the VIPs, we ran out of the soft chews, but come back next time and we'll have some. How, you having a good time? Everybody having a good time today? Yeah, thank you, thank you. If you want to be a VIP, go to HowieCarsShow.com and you can see how to become a VIP and spend the day here in the studio, have some food with us, and have your picture taken, get some books. It's a good time is had by all, usually, anyway. Everybody seems to have a good time. Taylor, what's the poll question? What are the results thus far?
Which stance of Kamala Harris's do you find most problematic? Guns, religion, health care, race, or crime/marijuana?
I'm still voting for religion.
10%. Guns is at 54%.
All right. Again, she wants to keep her guns, but your guns are negotiable. Or should I say non-negotiable? They're getting rid of them. 978 says, TV5 in the AM said the median age was 52. Fake data. Well, maybe that's the median age for testing positive. I don't know. But, you know, to me, the only stat that really counts is death, right? And the average age of someone who dies in Massachusetts is 82. And you just heard the president, or you could have heard the president say, the average age nationwide is 78. Of course, it's higher here because Charlie Parker didn't do anything about the nursing homes, just let them run away because they were giving him a lot of money, tens of thousands of dollars. So he didn't regulate them. So 844-500-4242. There was a demonstration today on Beacon Hill outside the State House. A bunch of people came demanding that the schools be reopened. There were a couple hundred people there. I was glad to see it. And I liked one sign that said, if casinos are open, the schools should be open. I thought that really summed it up nicely. And President Trump is just saying how the schools have got to open, that the kids that are being most harmed are the low-income students. And he also said the brain withers away if you don't have school. And, of course, they're going to fact-check that. But I don't think if you talk to any teachers, they'll tell you that this virtual learning is virtually worthless. And there's just no question about it. But we've got some. We'll take some of the president's questions when he starts taking calls, and we'll take your calls after the break. 844-500-4242. But we want to play a few cuts. Here's Charlie Parker yesterday. Again, he's part of Team Lockdown, just and regard it that way. They want to keep the economy shut down so they can blame Trump, and Charlie Parker certainly wants to get rid of Trump. He hates him, even though he's a Republican. So here's Charlie Parker yesterday talking about good news, but really he's depressed about the good news. Cut 38.
The good news here should not get lost. Over 318 communities here in Massachusetts are at or below national benchmarks with respect to containing COVID in their communities.
Why do you sound so sad about it then, Charlie? I mean, isn't that good news? Aren't we supposed to cheer and clap for good news? 844-500-4242. I'm Howie Carr.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
Up, we're going to go back to Dr. Scott Atlas spoke briefly at Oh, so he's taking questions now. So we'll go live to the president right now
and,
taking questions.
We are in constant touch with governors also, who they'll be making perhaps a contribution. They have options. They can do it or they don't have to do it. I think most of them will do it. We're also doing a payroll tax cut, which is a massive number. That's a very big number. And that's a number that's bigger than any of the numbers we talked about. And the beauty of that is it really incentivizes companies, and because it's both a company cut and a employee cut, So that much, really, very much incentivizes people to go back to work and work hard, and the company to hire people back. And we've had some of the great economic minds saying that's the most important cut, that would be the best cut you could do. We couldn't get the Democrats to even think about agreeing to it. It's not the Democrat way, I guess, because it just seems that whether it's Larry Kudlow or any of your many friends, that's the one they wanted the most. Would you say, Larry? And so we're doing that, and that was never even really discussed because that was taken off the table by the Democrats immediately. And this is every week. Every week you get a check, or a month, or biweekly. This is a major amount of money that you're getting directly. So it's really, you know, it's a very big number. It's a very substantial number. And this is, don't forget, this is in addition to the $400. And this is a big number. And now at the end of the year, the assumption that I win, I'm going to terminate the payroll tax, which is another thing that some of the great economists would like to see done. We'll be paying into Social Security through the general fund, and it works out very nicely. If Biden would win, he wouldn't do that because he's going to double and triple everybody's taxes. He's going to have to explain that.
Paging the fact checker.
And as you know, he's also going to quadruple regulations. He wants to put regulations on. One of the reasons that we had the kind of numbers and big bounces that you've seen. I mean, we closed it up, we saved millions of lives, and now we open it and we bounce right back where we were. It looks like we'll be bouncing right back where we were. But one of the reasons is because we cut so many horrible regulations. And Biden, with his new partner, Kamala, will, if you think, he's going to put it all back, but many times more. I mean, they want to increase regulations, and that's just going to drive companies out, and it's going to drive people out. It's going to drive them to other countries, and it's going to make us not competitive with other countries. Please, OEM.
Thank you, Mr. President. I'd like to highlight a kind of odd situation. In the last hour or so, if you Googled Antifa.com, it would take you straight to Joe Biden's website, his official campaign website. Odd situation. We don't know who's behind that. But it raises an interesting leadership question. Should Joe Biden, the Democrat Party, Kamala Harris, should they publicly denounce the Antifa as a domestic terrorist organization?
They should. I think they're afraid to. It's in my book, it's virtually a part of their campaign, Antifa. The Democrats act like, gee, I don't know exactly what that is. Take a look at Portland. Take a look at any place you want to take a look at. They're all over the place. They were here. We put on a 10-year prison sentence if you knock down any statues 2 months ago, and since then we haven't seen much of them. We had to send border security. We sent actually Homeland and Border and different forms of Homeland to Portland in order to, you know what we had to do. We had to save. They wanted to knock down a courthouse, a $500 million courthouse. They wanted to burn it down, knock it down. And they were easily able to defend. But the mayor and the governor of the state, they didn't want to do that. And we actually sent our people there, and they did a great job. And they did it easily. But in the meantime, they went to other parts of the city, and they're doing damage. And we're recommending to the governor that they call in national security, call in the National Guard. We're willing to get, we would stop that problem in 1 hour. We sent just defensive measures to protect and save that courthouse from being burned down or knocked down. We also saved a couple of other buildings, federal buildings, because they were unable to do the job. I have to say this, they have really good police. They have a great group of people that if they would be allowed to do their job, same with Chicago and same with New York and a couple of other cities, if they allowed, you have in Chicago, 25,000 police, and they're really good, but they're not allowed to do their job. In New York, you have New York's finest, but they've totally taken away their incentive, they've taken away their lives in a sense because they don't allow them to do their job. They could do that job so easily, you wouldn't have a problem in New York. And that includes with terrorism and everything else. They disbanded. They've cut by $1 billion their budget in New York, $1 billion. And crime is up by 200%, 250%, depends on what week you're looking at. It's crazy what's going on in New York. We could solve that problem easily, but we don't have to, because they should be able to do it themselves. But they have to give the honor back. It's an honor. They have to give the honor back to their law enforcement groups. New York is great, so is Chicago. And in Portland, they could do the job. If they don't want to do that, we would send in gladly if they want. The National Guard will take care of it in 1 hour. It'll go very quickly. As we did, by the way, if you take a look in Minneapolis, when they were burning down Minneapolis, a wonderful place, but nobody's ever seen anything like it. After days,
Ilhan Omar wins her
by liberal Democrats
primary
Every
last night.
I talk about is run because we have great
points.
Cities.
How pitiful is that? About 30,000 votes more than the guy who had 3 million more bucks than she did.
There's no magic to it.
How crazy is Minneapolis?
What's going on? And the cities that I mentioned are all run by liberal, very liberal Democrats. And it's very sad when you see what's happening to New York. It's very sad when you see what's happening to other cities, not just those three, other cities. When you look at what's happening, it's not even believable. I left New York almost 4 years ago, and you could see signs of problems because de Blasio was there. He's a terrific mayor.
Been there for 4 years already.
I mean, people don't want to go there anymore. He's not only is it bad with crime, the way he talks about the city and what he does, he's horrific. And when I see that, it's a very sad thing. I left almost 4 years ago, right? And when I look and see what's happening to a city that I love, that still has great potential, but it's going to have to be brought back, because what happened in New York is not even believable. What's happening in Chicago, where one weekend you had 78 people shot and 18 die in a weekend, and then successive weekends, you have so much of that happening, and it's really not even believable. And if you let Democrats run this country, and we've stopped it from going other places, if you let Democrats run this country, you'll have all of your cities be just like that.
Yeah. Thank you, Mr. President. The heads of the Boston and Dallas.
Good evening. Welcome.
Oh, they're pulling out. Okay. 844-500-4242. You want to know how you can make Charlie Baker run away? You don't want to know how you can scare him? There's one word. Holyoke. He hears the word Holyoke. It reminds him of the soldier's home and the 76 people dead and the fact that he's about to become a defendant in multiple civil lawsuits by the survivors of the soldiers who were killed, but died because of his mismanagement of the Holyoke soldiers home. So he was asked yesterday about the outbreak, as the reporter put it, in the Holyoke nursing home. 56.
Governor, there's a small outbreak in the Holyoke soldiers home, and the coalition there is calling for more resources from the state, one being a ventilation system in particular. Have you been in contact with them about any of their demands?
Do you want to speak to this? It's not an outbreak.
It's not an outbreak.
The hell's so funny, Charlie?
Yeah, what are you in the Ringling Brothers Barnum and Bailey Clown College with Kamala Harris? What's up with those laughter?
It's not an outbreak.
Okay, you heard from Jennifer Campbell on people who don't play by the rules, meaning no fun. Charlie Baker also has some thoughts on people who want to have fun. Cut 55.
Now it's 50 in public spaces, and it's more than 10 in private spaces.
part of the reason for changing the rules was one of the things we heard from local communities is there's not a lot I can do in my community with private gatherings. But I do think private gatherings are a problem.
Yeah.
So if one of the things that comes out of this is a local community says to us, we would like your help in just responding to complaints that we get about large gatherings in our community, we want to be able to help them do that. But the goal there would be to get people to either put on a mask, socially distance, you know, abide by the rules, play by the rules. That would be goal number one here. No one's looking to, like, arrest people and write citations unless people literally refuse to play by the rules associated with the orders.
Yeah, we want to help our partners in the communities stop people from having fun. Do you notice, too, when he's talking about the hacks and the people that he relies on to keep the state shut down and the unemployment rate at the highest level in the nation, he always refers to them as folks, right? But when they're people that are out trying to have a party, those are people. Those folks are his friends. People are his enemies. Cut 45.
So point number one, the reason we changed the gathering rule, dropped it down to 50, and basically said gatherings over 10, private, that don't involve family, people need to wear face coverings.
People, not folks.
Just to create
people.
A framework here that's a little different than the one we've had before, and to send a message that it's really important if you're putting a bunch of people in your house or in your backyard, and they're not, you know, the immediate people you have in your house every day that you live with, people need to wear face coverings. And they need to respect the fact that we still have a lot of asymptomatic transmission going on, not just here in Massachusetts, but around the world.
Governor, I'm planning to have a big party this weekend. It's going to be a Karen Polito-like party. They're going to be keggers, barbecues, people going to be shooting the hoops.
Please tell me they were wearing face coverings.
No. But my point is, Governor, I'm not inviting any people to my shindig. I'm only inviting folks.
No, okay. Really?
So it should be okay, right? We can do whatever the hell we damn well please. Just
don't
folks.
Know.
All right. 844-500-4242. I'm Howie Carr.
Don't touch that dial. Howie Carr will be back after this.
This is Mark in Williston, Vermont.
This is Marie in Somerville, Massachusetts.
This is Mike from South Attleboro, Mass. And this is the Howie Carr Show.
844-500-4242. So do you have that straight? You can't have a party in your backyard, a cookout, a barbecue for people. But it's okay to have a party, cookout, barbecue, etc., for folks, because folks are good and people are bad. So I have a follow-up question, though, for Governor Parker. Suppose the COVID enforcement and intervention team gets confused and they come knocking on my door and they want to come in and arrest everybody that's having fun. Where should I tell the people to hide?
In a room. In a room.
That's a good suggestion. All right. 844-500-4242. This is a local story. We've been working on it for a while. A former head of the Boston Police Patrolmen's Association, former, not the current, it's former head of the Boston Police Patrolmen's Association, has been arrested this afternoon by the Mass State Police on child rape charges. This is being confirmed by WBZ Channel 4. And the guy is going to be arraigned tomorrow morning in West Roxbury District Court, child rape charges. This is a horrible story, but you heard it here first. 844-500-4242. Al, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Al.
Hi, Howie.
Hi.
Howie, I was just listening to the president talking on Fox Cable,
and also talking on your radio program.
Yeah.
This guy is putting me to sleep. You talk about Sleepy Joe. How about Goodnight Donald? He goes on and on. A woman asks him a question, and he.
I know. Well, that was a, that was his question. OAN, One America News Network. She's going to ask him questions that he wants answered. So he decided to go with her because she was in the front row, and she asked the question about Antifa, and that's the question he wanted to respond to. He was a little on the windy side today. But I think he just wants to get it out and, you know, get his innings in, you know, considering that Biden and Kamala Harris had a free pass today. And you'll notice that the networks pulled out of his press event before they pulled out at an earlier time. They didn't let him have the full time. But thanks for the call, Al. Karen, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Karen.
Hi, Howie. Last weekend, I was at local market basket.
Yeah.
And I'm out by 495 in the towns that are all white. And I saw three teenagers leaving market basket with a big cake and like big bags of ice. And they were happy. And I had the feeling that they were going to have
I know why you're calling, Karen. You want me to give you the number of the snitch line. You'd like to turn those kids in.
Karen being a Karen?
Karen, haven't they heard? Fun is now verboten. I could say forbidden, but I prefer to use the German because we're all going to have to speak in German accents very soon. You have to call in. You have to call into the snitch line with a German accent. Yes.
My brother a few weeks ago, my younger brother, went into a liquor store with his friend. And they were going to buy a couple cases of beer. And one of the young kids coming out of the back room who worked there, they had just T-shirts wrapped around their faces. And the kid said, no, you guys can't. You have to have a real mask. And then the guy who owned the liquor store looked at the kid who he's employing and said, hey, they're fine. Let them buy their beer.
How about if you took a 20 or a 50 and just put it over your face? You think that would be okay if you went when you went into the packy?
Imagine turning away two big kids who are going to buy a bunch of beer from a liquor store. The owner was like, what is happening?
Oh, Lord. We have more cuts of Charlie Parker in the upcoming days. And we'll probably have a press conference tomorrow, too. All right. See you tomorrow. I'm Howie Carr.